You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. This episode is brought to you by Mosey Pro for Business, protecting the data that powers your business. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Dylan Whitman, co-founder of Flank Digital, a San Diego, California-based venture-backed parent corporation to multiple internet marketing and development companies, including CheapSally.com, an online savings portal that has helped millions of shoppers save on online purchases. Tab Juice, a complete Facebook e-commerce solution with users such as Lush Cosmetics, and Flank OPM, an outsourced program management agency handling affiliate and pay-per-click campaigns for online retailers. Dylan, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Great. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Now, what's an example of something that holds back entrepreneurs trying to grow their business without an outside investment?
Well, you know, there's a couple things, and I think the main thing, though, that I see, and having gone through the process of fundraising myself and bringing in a few million dollars from venture capital firms and really working with those firms to evaluate other businesses, the one thing that I really see a lot of people have a problem with is being a little bit too greedy. And what I mean by that is, you know, people come in and they'll have an idea on something and, you know, the old, saying, at least in my industry is it's all about execution. And somebody can have an idea for something great, but really what a VC firm does is not only bring you capital, but bring you resources and expertise to help you to execute. And so when people go and ask for, fundraising or money for their business and, you know, they want $1 million for 10% equity on an idea, that doesn't really make much sense for your partner, and I think that if people look at outside investors as partners more and less as just a money resource and, you know, are a little bit less greedy, I think they'll get a lot farther along.
Well, how is the internet changing the way people start businesses today?
Well, I think that, you know, specifically with the internet, something that's been really great and with technology in general is that people can go from idea to execution very easily with a lot less cost than they used to, and also with a lot less challenge. So what I mean by that is if I want to start a business selling treadmills, you know, it used to be that you've got to go lease a retail space, you've got to go have inventory, you've got to have a lot of capital to get that going. But now with the internet, you can pretty quickly build a website, you can set up a drop shipping arrangement with a supplier and start promoting your business and have a real viable business that's bringing in cash flow and bringing in real revenue without all of the complications that used to be there. So I think, you know, the internet's really revolutionizing that.
This episode of Enterprise Radio here on EPN is brought to you by Mosey Pro for Business. Folks, when it comes to running a successful business, there are many things you have to get right, like hiring good people. But one thing is often overlooked, and that's protecting the data that powers your business. Earthquakes, floods, fires, hurricanes, tornadoes, and other disasters threaten destruction, including the safety of your servers and computers. What would you do if you lost your data due to a disaster? 50% of businesses that find themselves without data management for 10 days or more file for bankruptcy. Mosey Pro's secret is that it is unbelievably easy to use and affordable for organizations of all sizes. If your business is not backed up with Mosey Pro, you really need to make sure your data is backed up. Give our friends at Mosey a call. They've been doing this a long time and run the most secure, most trusted online backup service. Right now, you can save 15% by using promo code PODCAST15. Call 877-669-9776. Again, that's 877-669-9776, or visit moseypro.com and get set up today. So, Dylan, what do you look for when hiring an employee?
Well, I'll tell you what, I think I approach things a little bit differently, and I base this off of a lot of research I've done and seen what was successful for other people. And, You know, a lot of people, if they're hiring a business, let's say they're looking for somebody for a marketing position. Well, typically, you know, when you're hiring an entry-level employee, a lot of people will go out and say, okay, well, I want a recent graduate in marketing or business. And while that can certainly be a good opportunity, you know, and a good hire, what I personally try to look for is someone with really great critical thinking skills and the ability to solve problems, because I think that, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, business was totally different, where you're really just looking for someone to perform a function, but and it was really more static. You know, the industries didn't change as fast. But now, you know, with technology and, you know, with a global economy, business is changing so rapidly that what you did a year ago is totally different than what you do now. And so, you know, once again, I look for somebody with great critical thinking skills, and I actually like to hire people with, you know, degrees in things like mathematics, philosophy, sociology, and the liberal arts and hard sciences that really, you know, empower someone to grow critical thinking skills and be able to contribute to problem solving in the business.
Today we are joined by Dylan Whitman, co-founder of San Diego-based company Flink Digital, here on Enterprise Radio. How is market niche focus important in business?
You know, I think it's really, really important, and I think it's important because one of the things I see happening with a lot of people that start a business and, you know, are in their first or second year is there's so many exciting opportunities, and that's really great. But the problem is that a lot of times people will chase so many different opportunities that they don't really focus and become an expert in a single thing. And so I think it's very critical to be, rather than try and chase every opportunity, to be the best in a particular thing. So I want to be the person that when somebody thinks about X vertical or X niche, you are the go-to person to call and to go to. And if you do it that way and you approach it that way, then you're never going to be short on business.
Why is being passionate about what you're doing important for the bottom line?
Well, I think that's important in a few ways, and I think it kind of also ties into being, you know, the best at a particular niche. Once again, a lot of times people see so many different opportunities that they'll chase a lot of different, you know, revenue sources that may or may not be, you know, central to, you know, what they're passionate about and the reason they started the business in the first place. So I think it's really important to really stick to the thing that you're passionate about, because when you do that, you're going to hold yourself and your company and your product or service to a higher standard versus, you know, just being in something for the money and not really caring about it. There's just too much that you're going to overlook as compared to someone that really has an eye for detail in something because they really want to be the best at it.
Well, Dylan, in conclusion, in less than 60 seconds, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace, maybe outside of some of the things you've mentioned already?
Well, I would say that, number one, don't let anything get in your way. Be passionate and really push hard. Go out, do the research. There's every opportunity out there right now for you to find exactly the resources you need to get moving. And I say, you know, really it's just all about just getting up and going and doing it, as cliche as that could be.
Good advice. He is Dylan Whitman, co-founder of Flink Digital, a San Diego, California-based venture-backed parent corporation to multiple internet marketing and development companies. The website of reference is cheapsally.com. Dylan, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. I truly appreciate it.
You're welcome, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, brought to you by Mosey Pro for Business, protecting the data that powers your business. We do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.